Stephen Grootes on SAFM.
Did you know that there used to be in South Africa giant zebra? Did you know that? I didn't know that. But zebra, much bigger than the ones that we actually have in South Africa now. It's really interesting to understand how we find out about these things. Dr. Charles Helm is a research associate at the African Centre for Coastal Paleoscience at Nelson Mandela University. Dr. Helm, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
How big were these zebra?
Well, today's zebra, the plain zebra or the mountain zebra, around about 225 to 250 kilograms. The giant Cape zebra, 450 kilograms, almost double the mass, the weight of today's zebra. So this was a big guy.
How do we know that they're actually here? You've been able to track their footprints.
Yeah, so bones have been found in the past, mostly on the west coast. So we've known there was a giant zebra, but we have found 13 track sites on the Cape South Coast where we've got these really large zebra tracks. You can tell they're horse or zebra tracks from the way they look. And these are at least 12 centimeters long, some of them as much as 15, 16, 17 centimeters long. You know, a regular plain zebra track is 8 or 9 or maybe 10 centimeters long. So these were big zebras.
How can you tell those zebras are not horses?
They could have been horses. So, I mean, horses and zebras are very, very close. But from the bone record as well, they appear to be zebra, not horse. But up to about 5 years ago, it was known as the Cape Giant horse. Nowadays, we call it the Cape Giant zebra, but they're very close.
And why did they, I mean, did the zebras that we have now, are they those zebra that just became smaller, or were they a completely different species? In other words, did the giant zebra die out?
Yeah, no, the giant zebra died out about 10,000 years ago, because we also found 8 sites with small tracks, which must have been made by the quagga, which is also an extinct subspecies of the plain zebra. So we had the large tracks and the small tracks made by 2 different species. The Cape giant zebra died out about 10,000 years ago, probably at the end of the ice ages, sea levels were going up, and removed lots of its habitat, which was grassland, but quite probably human ancestors at that time were becoming better hunters as well. And it wouldn't be surprising if we contributed a bit to its extinction.
Well, I mean, an animal that size would need to eat an awful lot of grass. I presume their diet was the same. I mean, you'd need to eat a lot of grass if you're going to be 400 kilograms.
That's right. And they were definitely grass eaters. And when sea levels were lower, there was a large area south of Cape Agulhas in that region today, you know, stretching more than 100 kilometers out into what's today the ocean. And that was called the Paleo Agulhas Plain. And that was just like the Serengeti of South Africa at the time, with lots of animals and lots of grassland, etc. And that's all gone as sea levels rose. And this is a reminder that climate change causes extinction.
Dr. Charles Helm, thank you. Research Associate at the African Centre for Coastal Paleoscience. Really appreciate the time. 28 after 8.
Thank you.